Firstly, look for the red ball on top of Flamsteed House. This is a time ball, installed in 1833 to show people on land and the sailors in the ships around Greenwich when it's precisely 1 p.m. This ball enabled everybody within viewing distance the ability to set their clocks to an accurate time. Say that somebody had a clock which was running early or late. Just before 1 p.m., they could come somewhere they could clearly see the ball and look and wait. At 5 minutes to one, the ball rises, and then at 1 p.m., it would drop, giving those who observed the exact time. And this is still the case today. Now, everybody in London had the same time, starting at the right time, but what about other cities in the UK? If counting the hours started at noon or sunrise, there would always be a difference between the East and the West. When this system was used in the UK in the early 19th century, the difference between London and Bristol was 10 minutes. That's not really a problem when you travel from one city to another using a horse or carriage. That journey could take many hours, so a 10-minute time difference didn't matter very much. But it did start to matter when the rail network was developing in the 1840s. Arriving 10 minutes off could mean missing your train. That's when the red time ball came to be useful again. An electric cable joined the ball with King's Cross Station in London, and once a day, at 1 p.m., an electric pulse was sent to set the clock, and, from that station, the pulse was sent to all the rest of the stations in the country to synchronize their clocks. Later, the cable was led from the ball across the channel to France and the rest of Europe, and soon after this, it was even laid under the Atlantic Ocean to Harvard University and the United States. That's why some say that time started in Greenwich, and they're right. Now, focus on that large white clock. So, what could you do if you missed the 1 p.m. time drop? You could rely on somebody else's clock, but that wasn't always precise. In the middle of the 19th century, more people had personal clocks and watches and wanted to regulate them according to Greenwich Mean Time. For this purpose, on the outside of the gate here, the so-called shepherd clock was placed, connected to the master clock inside the observatory. It's called the shepherd clock after its designer and maker, Charles Shepherd, and it was the first clock to publicly display Greenwich Mean Time. When you take a first quick glance at the clock, it looks as though it's showing the wrong time. Look closer, however, and you can see it's a 24-hour clock, so the dials are not where we're used to seeing them on our 12-hour versions. As you've likely noticed, it's quite a climb to come all the way up to check the time. Such a situation was a great opportunity for some people to make money. They would make the effort to go to the top of the hill, check the time, then come back down and sell the precise time to those who couldn't, or didn't want to, go all the way up the hill. While facing the clock, look to your right. You will see a small black gate. Go through this gate, and by the wall, you'll find a line. This is the prime meridian. It is marked on the ground, and at night, there's a green line of light displayed to also show the location.